The Bloomington Normal economy, its current state, and its opportunities for growth can be measured in all sorts of ways. Home sales, unemployment, income levels, the diversity of our workforce. But those data sets all live in their own worlds and rarely intersect, making it hard to see the big picture. The BN Advantage Initiative wants to bring it all together. Its new BN Vitals dashboard will debut tomorrow at the BN By the Numbers event. I spoke with two leaders from the BN Advantage data team, Country Vice President Adam Gary and retired Country Executive Deanna Frauci, about what they see in the numbers.
And the idea of it is that this information will be helpful to other BN Advantage task forces who are looking at the economic development of our community, of Bloomington Normal, to look ahead and to say, here's what we need to do to attract new talent. Here's what we need to do to attract or build new businesses. Here's what we need to do to get the kind of people that we'd like to move to this community, who will work, who will volunteer, who will be a vital part of our community.
When you say regional dashboard, is this a website? Is this an application? How is this going to be accessed by the folks who are part of the BN Advantage team?
There's 120 or more metrics that we've collected about Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County. And those metrics are live and available on a web page that can be connected to from the regional Planning Commission website, as well as the BN Advantage website. So it is a live online dashboard. And we're also produced in the last couple of months a report that encapsulates the metrics as well as some insights or commentary about the metrics in kind of plain English, a consumable format that the various stakeholders in BN Advantage can use to understand the health of McLean County, especially Bloomington and Normal, as they're doing their work to improve all aspects of our life.
Why don't you give me an example of a couple of the metrics that are part of this collection of 100 plus on the dashboard? What are some very specific things that are being measured?
Well, on workforce, we have that broken down by the industries and types of jobs that are in McLean County, and we have showing traffic in and out of those jobs in terms of what we have in the county and in Bloomington Normal. So those are very usable stats, and not only by the BN Advantage, but we've already had interest by others since they can access the site that would like to be able to use this information and be able to have a place to go to find it.
When you think about just the quality of life in Bloomington Normal, some of the things that we're measuring include just commute times and how our commute times compare to other communities, home ownership rates, public transportation usage, and just access to parks, crime rates, other things that would help us know how we stack up compared to other communities in terms of quality of place or quality of life.
What is a myth that you over the course of your work on this, you've seen busted?
I think there that some would hold that our community is no longer growing. Our community is growing by indication of a few of our metrics that we look at. It is growing at a slower pace than it has in the past, but it continues to grow.
And it's growing in different ways. Mm-hmm. We no longer have the huge companies, and probably won't in the future, like a State Farm, coming to town. And of course, people have had their eyes opened by the changes that are happening within that company itself as they look at their future and how they want to grow. And we look at here, what does that mean for us? But one of the things from the original study was that we already knew we need to be targeting entrepreneurs and we need to be targeting smaller companies because we saw those as fitting in better with the way that we could grow and probably would grow in the future. So really that was no surprise from the outset. It might have been how quickly things started changing here even after we looked at this and we're thinking down the road 10 years, but it's it's really something that I think we're going to see a lot of change in the future and even more. And we're going to see this community grow in ways that we had not anticipated and in ways that are different than they were a decade ago, definitely.
That's retired country executive Deanna Frauci, along with current country vice president Adam Gary. They're co-chairs of a BN Advantage task force that created the new BN Vitals data dashboard. That dashboard will be introduced to the community tomorrow at the sold-out BN by the Numbers event. GLT is a co-sponsor of that quarterly event. This is Sound Ideas.